Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock-Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keelak Adkalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I am playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
I am Rhiannon, I am playing Oriya, the Rogue Ranger Orc.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons tool set for character sheets, compendiums, and much, much more. Head to the link in the description to make your free account today and start digitizing your campaign. We're also sponsored by Displate. We've created a kick-ass collection to inspire your choices, and you'll get 15% off your orders when you use the code HIGHROLLERS15 on checkout. Oh, and super quick, next week, Mark and Trot are away wearing costumes and fighting other people in costumes in a forest somewhere, so there won't be an episode. Sorry that things are so sporadic right now. Anyway, on to the episode. After a shocking setback, the team have some serious choices to make.
Welcome back to High Rollers. It's a dark, dark day. Your cruel Dungeon Master Mark Humes returns. Killing his players again.
I'm going to sit here for an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, first things first.
He can haunt us.
There is a moment of real Quell. You remember being in this temple of darkness, a red bladed light raised above you, and then nothing. And when you open your eyes next, there is light and blue skies. You look up, and you know you're somewhere. You don't know where. You're very high, higher than you ever flew. And it's then you realize you're flying again, with both wings.
God damn it.
And as you look down, you can see ever so faintly the ruined watchtower that you had entered with you and your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a pause when things begin to dawn and you begin to realize certain things, and you just hear a very familiar voice. I'm sorry, Quill. I couldn't even see you in that place. Whatever darkness, I couldn't see past it. And you see the winged humanoid form of your god Hesper clutching the staff in one hand, the book in the other. His form is transparent, but detailed. He just looks at you very sadly. I'm afraid we don't have much time. Kalara will be here shortly.
Can I respond?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I did everything I could, Hesper.
I know you did. And I could not be more proud to have chosen you. You did everything you could. Just, this is fate sometimes.
This is my path.
For now. You have very good friends who have a very difficult choice to make. But, and he raises the staff, and from your heart, a silver thread begins spinning and twisting down towards the land below you. And then you feel it connect with something. You know that that's your body that it's connected to. This is your life. This is your thread. It will remain for some time. And should your allies find a way to bring you back, this will lead you past the cradle, back to Erois.
And if they don't?
Then you will enjoy the afterlife of peace that my mother created, that Siaska created for all of Erois' souls. It is a blissful land of peace and prosperity and goodwill. You'll be happy there, I know.
But there's still so much more I wanted to do.
Well, let's not count out your allies just yet. But if nothing else, there'll be other ways. Perhaps you can help me.
Well, that's an option at least.
And then you hear this kind of rustle of leaves and flowers. And as you look around, you can see a path formed of beautiful blooming flowers that very quickly decay and fall, but then more bloom and appear as she takes each step. A woman of pure white skin, not pale, but white alabaster, in black breastplate with a wreath of flowers around her neck and a long billowing cloak. And she holds a lantern in one hand and a great sword in the other. And as she comes down, she looks, "Brother, is this the one?" "Yes, sister, this is my chosen." And you see this beautiful feminine feature, older, perhaps you would have put her in about 50s or 40s. She looks down, the great sword just seems to clip to her back. She offers a hand. "Come, chosen, I need to lead you past the cradle."
"And I'll spend the rest of whatever time with you, I suppose."
"It won't take us long, but yes, you may ask me questions if you wish. But this thread will connect to your body. If your allies can find the power that your brother has told me that they have, we can use it to guide you back. But they do not have long. One of my priestesses is with them, and I will instruct her to keep your body as safe as she can. But fear not. Peace awaits you now." She takes your hand and you begin flying up into the sky, higher beyond the clouds, beyond even you ever imagined of flying. The world changes from blue to darkness and you see the multicolored lights of the cradle beginning to form in front of you. Kalara raises her lantern and a small passageway, an arch begins to open and she leads you out past it. And as you move up into the darkness, you can now see the thousands of lights of other worlds. And then they begin to fade into white light as she takes you to the beyond. And Quill's spirit passes into the afterlife. The rest of you, down on Erois, see, as what I described before, the room is now of purest alabaster white and gold. It is clearly a shrine to Siaska the Star Mother. There is an altar, and it is laden with treasures. It is piled high with what you can see to be silver bars. There is a platinum statue of Siaska. There is a shield with Siaska's holy symbol emblazoned onto it, leaning up against the altar itself. And on the altar is a necklace with a brilliant crystal star that sits amidst it all. Eloquis separates from Lucius. "I am so terribly sorry for your companion. I tried to save him, but I could not. My time is limited here. Now that the presence that was corrupting this place fades, I feel Kalara calling to me to leave this place. But I wish to thank you for everything, especially him." He nods towards Quill's body. "For everything. These gifts, and he gestures towards the altar, they will do no good here. Take them. Use them. They are for you. And his form begins to fade until it's nothing.
I'll probably walk over to Quill and just break apart as Lucius would.
Yeah. You just watch as Lucius just collapses to his knees, I guess, and just...
He has no real need for the treasures or anything.
Yeah. So he's just buries his face into Quill's feathers.
I might take a feather. If there's one loose, I'm going to add that to my inventory.
I think there would be. Scaldi watches quietly for a moment. She seems to be swaying the lantern and muttering something under her breath.
I think Araj is going to put a hand on Lucia's shoulder. Try and be a little source of comfort.
Yeah. Ale's going to hit the wall a few times and be just really fucking mad.
Yeah, the pound, the blows resonate through the hall. Each one. Bigger and wider cracks begin to appear.
We did our best. That's all I can say. I'm sorry. I think Nova would start to turn away, almost as if she can't deal with this.
With it. Mm-hmm.
But given what's happened in the last few days and, you know, the almost return last she would turn back and walk over and look at this, you know, not try and turn away from it, but take it in.
Take it in. Understand it.
And probably wrap an arm around Lucius on the other side from Mariah and just probably put a hand on Quill. Like, just...
Ayla's going to march up to the altar, take everything that's there, just put it in her bag, and then go over and pick up Quill's body.
Yeah, probably have to sling the shield like onto the pack itself.
Or just hand the shield to somebody else and just pick up Quill's body and just say, let's get out of here.
Wait. We fought so hard to be here. Please just give me a few minutes to just look around, just see if I can learn what that woman was doing here, of who she was following. It might stop this happening again.
Take the time you need. I'll be here when you need to go. And I'll just put Quill down gently again, but just stand by him.
Yeah. Scaldi takes a deep breath, and you can see there is hesitation. She is kind of almost keeping herself back from everyone else. She places the lantern down on the ground. And then she kind of looks down. I'm so sorry. I did not know that this kind of woman was responsible. This was a threat bigger than I thought. I'm sorry. She just doesn't look. She's looking down at the floor.
It's okay. None of us knew what was at the end of this.
I think that's the problem, isn't it? With us, is we always throw ourselves into things that we can't handle. How many more are we going to do?
Quill would have still done it for Sentry.
Whatever I can do, my bill. The things I offered for your other friend, I'll make the same for you, for Quill. If you wish to speak with him, I can perform that, or I'll keep his body safe as long as I can. If you still wish to go to Katavag, I'll company with you. Cast the ritual whenever I can. If I alternate between the two of them, I can keep both of their bodies preserved.
We need a power source. We need another star, another artifact, something.
I'm afraid I don't know anything
like that. Perhaps the shepherd may, but such things are very rare. If you still wish to look around, Nova, now would be the time.
I'll start with the altar, and I just want to see if there's any trace of this woman and what she was trying
to... So I will tell you now, physically,
There's
no trace. The light has burnt it away. Not even the mask. Like, you almost replay the memory in your head. It was like her entire form was sucked into a pinprick of darkness, and then it just vanished.
Like Sauron.
And then vanished.
Your footly stream.
But, Nova, There is a presence in your mind.
Okay.
Tiangong was there. He knew, and you get this sense of, I know, but he can't communicate it to you. There's not enough sentience there, but there is enough to kind of, you feel this sense of, like, he knows. He knows what she was doing, what she was serving, but he can't verbalize it, or they can't verbalize it to you.
Can I ask for a name? Just a name?
Yeah, do you want to spend some just time, like, inwardly focusing?
How long?
Make an arcana check for me. It's a moment, but it's you're trying to meditate on the magical kind of energy.
Eight.
It's going to take you some time. Maybe next time you take a rest, you can focus on this more.
Okay.
But you think that they might be able to give you something.
Can I have a quick look at the coffin where they were?
Yeah, so you can look at the back room and you can now see this colossal steel chest plate. I mean, this thing is probably the size of a small cottage. Like, it's massive. This must be the chest of the War Titan, the giant mech that you saw outside.
Yeah.
This must be its chest cavity. And in the middle of it is this coffin-shaped crystal, compartment. And you see many of the same cables and lines of runes that you recognized in the shuttle where you found the first Tiangong.
Hmm.
Yeah, you see the same sort of like technology, basically. Tiangong, there's a place, like a tri-bladed segment that was built to house the dagger, the throwing dagger that you saw, that's now merged with your own Tiangong.
But no, nothing else, like just pretty much.
It's ruined mainly. You get the sense that it's been here for a long time, 500 years, about the time since the Sundering.
Mm.
And it's been running very slowly, running low on power. Just this shard giving what little it can.
Okay. You took all the...
I just put them all in my bag. Didn't even look at them.
Cool. Yeah, I've got a list, so when you go through it...
Let's bleed this place dry.
Yeah,
I guess...
Yeah. There are other areas on the way out that we can check as well that we didn't know that there's nobody around.
I believe that all the undead spirits have now passed on. The cleansing of whatever that woman was doing here. Their spirits are at rest, and this place is... Whatever was fueling their undead nature is gone.
I guess if...
If we can gather funds, they're going to help Quill.
Yeah, well, yeah, we need money for both of them. So, that's right. There was one room we didn't... Well, there was the chasm going right, and then there was the first room where that spirit talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only rooms we haven't checked.
There's also the dormitories, which was another corridor as well. Yeah. So, do you want to just visit those rooms? Because there is now no danger.
Yeah, that's why I figured there's no danger.
There's the magical defenses are disabled. There are no spirits. So you guys can literally just go through the dungeon, effectively. So if you begin making your way back, Ayla, at this point, I don't think you can carry anything more because you've got all of the stuff and Quill's body. You make your way back through the Hall of the Faith with the tiled god symbols. You deactivated it, so you just make your way past that. And instead of going straight on, you turn to your left, make your way down a corridor, and you open up a stone doorway that leads into what would have once been an old dormitory. The place reeks of death. You can see that there are bones and armor, some of them still in beds, some of them collapsed on the ground. Most of them appear to be ancient. There are two creatures now remained. They're dead or undead. Dead, you know what I mean?
Dead undead.
Dead undead, lying in the center of the room. Two of them are dressed very similar to the warriors you saw aboard the ship beneath the Rosewater Lake. They are dressed all in black. They have this skin-tight leather armor that doesn't seem to have any buckles or fastenings. There just doesn't seem to be any clear way of how it sizes or fits, but they have these suits of leather. They also appear to have these... they have these braces which have these strange kind of advanced, like, technology fittings. And you can see that there appears to be some sort of piton with a sort of chamber, and you can see blue vials which kind of crackle with lightning a little bit.
Doink.
Yeah. One of them appears to be broken. The other one appears to be in good condition. You can take
so
both.
What would you call it?
Let's call it a lightning cable.
Lightning cable.
One of them broken. They could have gone to the one-winged person.
He could have had the working one. I mean, these are like braces. These are like, it looks like it's something you clip onto your wrist and then you could fire
destiny,
it.
Destiny, Mark. It was destiny.
Yeah, and then their leather armor. Everything else about them seems to be rusted and faded or old and bloated. They look a little bit better preserved than the rest of the bodies here. But you can salvage stuff off of them if you wish.
Is there any, like, coins and things as well?
On those bodies, no. But there, do you want to take the just? You want to take the braces?
Yeah.
You can just take the braces. Yep. Yeah. So as you, I mean, you make your way back. I mean, you would have spotted any coins in your previous rooms. Making your way back, you wind your way back towards the flooded chamber where the turret was placed, now destroyed. Ayla, you will have to swim with Quill's body as you take it through. I mean, you're strong enough that you can do that. Do you wish to explore the chasm? There was like a narrow chasm that seemed to lead into a natural cavern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It's a tight squeeze, so I think Ayla is... You probably can't go through it with Quill's body. You can either go through it and leave it with somebody else. Scaldi will happily remain outside and basically carry the body to the entrance. Scaldi just...
Sure.
If you wish to explore this place, let me take Quill outside. I'll begin preparing the ritual to preserve his body. She takes the bird in her arms, and you can see that she takes it with incredible reverence. She kind of takes it gently, takes a deep breath, and then in the water, and she swims towards the entrance, leaving the rest of you free to explore. Or go with her if you wish, like Lucius, if you just want to stay.
I think I'll stay with Quill.
Okay, so you just go with them. So Nova, Ayla, and Araya. Making your way through this narrow, twisting, like collapsed cave. It's almost like a natural passageway that's collapsed in. You emerge into a underwater chamber. You can see a huge metallic hand from the War Titan bursting through the ceiling. Its palm is open, and embedded into it like a thorn is a javelin. And the javelin appears to be marked with lightning bolt symbols, like carved into it. And it's just embedded into its palm. There is also at the bottom of the cavern, you can see that there are piles and piles of bones of all sorts of creatures and races, some of which don't look human, but there's just piles of bones and bodies and rusted bits of armor, and then there's just this giant hand with this javelin sticking out the middle like a thorn.
Can I get the javelin out?
Yeah, make an athletics check for me.
Oh, God. Natural 20.
Yeah. You just pull it free and you hear this crackle along its shaft.
Sweet. Have you written it down?
I will. I think we'll just go through things afterwards. Okay. We can...
Just make a quick note just so you know you've got it.
Any cool-looking teeth?
You want to go through the bones? Make an investigation check if you want to search for
I
cool
love you,
teeth.
Rhiannon.
A little bit of lightheartedness.
Any cool-looking teeth?
Some of them might be gold.
Gonna make a necklace. Where is he?
Fingers on it.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
How much?
18.
18. With an 18, you find loads of cool teeth, like tusks. Ooh. You find some like razor sharp, thin needle-like teeth in the skull of some creature you've never seen before.
Nice.
But you also find some shiny like treasure. You find on one of the bony fingers, there is a gold ring inlaid with bloodstones.
Ooh, very cool.
And one of them wears a bronze circlet with an opal in its center.
Yes, please.
Yep. Mm. So both appear to be worth about 250 gold each.
Each?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Nice.
So the ring is 250 gold and the circlet is worth 250 gold. Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. And then do you want to check, what was the last room? The quartermaster?
The one where that guy shouted at me.
Okay. Yeah, so you make your way in there.
Happy times.
And you can see it's all flooded, but the three of you can hold your breath the longest. You're in debt indefinite and you two can hold it for ages. So I'm not even going to check that stuff. The room is split. It's this long corridor. You can see floating bodies. There are more bones, armor. But in the middle of the room, there is bars, like separating the two halves of the room. There is a door. It appears very rusted, but there appears to be some sort of door that would have once been used. And you can see on the other side of the bars, when you swim closer, there are several boxes all stacked up or floating up against the ceiling. Some of them appear to be in better condition than others. What's your passive perception? What's your passive perception and what's your passive perception?
14.
15, 14.
Passive perception there.
Nine.
So Araya and Ayla, you guys notice that there is one, out of all the chests, a lot of them seem to be waterlogged and ruined. Nova, you have no clue. You're too busy looking at everything else.
I'm distracted by the death.
The two of you notice that there is one which appears to be a decorated wooden chest with silver latches and the emblem of Siaska. One appears to be made from metal and has bronze fastenings. And then the final chest is a thin carved wooden box with gold and silver etchings in the shape of an hourglass. And they're out of all the boxes, you can see those seem to be the most intact. They're about 30 feet behind the bars underwater. So you're going to need a way of getting to them.
Can I rip open the door?
You can make an athletics check, yeah, sure.
I'll try to. 19.
19. You begin making some headway, like you're like pulling it, you feel it coming loose. The others can help you if they want.
Like, yeah, I'll help.
Yeah, athletics check.
Yeah, can I just blast them?
18.
18? By the time you start raising your hand to blast, Araya swims over and the two muscly women are just like, bruh!
I'm just gonna casually just be like, la la, just like
through the water.
And then roll up in my hair.
Because you're like, kind of swimming, right? You're like, blub, 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 treading water.
Totally meant this. Like,
yeah, you hear this like, and the bars just hit the bottom of the room, kind of under the water. And yeah, you can just swim in. Do you want to grab all three?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you have three boxes.
Can we just like pull them out towards and just go to the, because we're pretty close to
the entrance. Yeah, you can just drag them to the entrance from here. Yeah, for sure. Yep.
There's nothing else that we can see around.
No, looking through the boxes, most of it would have once, it looks like it was like, I mean, there's things like waterlogged, like most of the rations would have broken apart over centuries, but that maybe there's things like wooden spoons that have like become, you know, really waterlogged and swollen. There's like nails that have become rusted, just like piles of rusted, like all fused together. It looks like this was some sort of supply area, used to house stuff.
There's no dude anymore. I guess the dude's
spirit. Off. Yeah, the poltergeist is gone.
Never know his story.
Nope.
Why he was shouting at me.
Yep, and then you emerge outside. And it is dawn. It is a new day outside. And in fact, it is a new month.
Oh.
You guys don't know this in character, but it is actually a full month. Each month in Aroas is 32 days. You have been adventuring for 32 days.
All this has happened in 32 days.
Yep.
How long since...
worst days ever.
I think it's been 3 days.
3 days.
Since Sentry died. Add another one to the list.
Yeah,
two
in such a short span of time.
Yeah, and you can see Sentry has laid Quill's body out on the dry stone. Scaldi has raised. Has got Quill's body.
Oof.
she has laid some sort of blanket over it out of her kit, like a sleeping blanket. And she is casting a ritual. She's casting gentle repose on Quill.
Can I take the gold ring that I found and like just put it on one of Quill's
talons.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, Scaldi won't stop you. I don't know if Lucius or anybody else would, but I think at this point, it's down to you guys. Like, there's no immediate threats. You have cleansed the Night Eye. You have prevented some great source of evil from gaining strength here. And it is peace and quiet.
I did it.
But there is a dead companion.
Yeah, thanks.
Got through all the traps, fought off many monsters, survived many battles.
I mean, at least it wasn't a death by the spinny blade things.
Mm. Yeah.
That would have been, yeah, that would have
at least it's by weird light black saber. Hole face.
I mean, I guess the natural reaction is, haha, you now have to carry me.
I can't carry you all, god damn it! Stop it!
You do have two dead bodies to carry around. Mm. So, what's the plan?
I'll walk up next to Scaldi and just say, thank you, Scaldi. We appreciate the respect you're giving our friends.
This is my job, Lucius. This is my purpose.
You don't have to say that. But I'm sure you're doing out of the...
I am. But what I mean to say is, please, do not thank me. It's my fault that you were here, and this is the least I can do. This is what my goddess would want me to do.
We said we would, and fate has dealt its hand.
You have kept to your oath, and I will keep to mine. I will accompany you until your friends are back, if they can be.
Me too.
I can at least accompany you to Katavag, at least. But if you need to go anywhere else, if there are other powers you wish to seek, then so be it.
Well, I don't want to speak for all of us, but I think our priority is getting these two back on their feet.
I mean, such magic is rare and powerful. And I'm not sure you will find another crystal like the one that you had before.
But that's okay. That one's just a power of sentry. I'm sure we can get something else for Bertie.
I hope so. I truly do.
I mean, you remember what we had to go through to get this four sentry.
Yes, but that's a guardian, right? Birdie's a lot more simple. He's fleshy.
We need a power source, a super magical source of energy.
Can I do a arcana check about revivify and stuff like that?
Yeah, sure.
Based on...
Yeah.
High elf education.
Yeah, absolutely. It's also legend.
There's a tray right there.
I hate how you roll on the smallest space. You could even at least move your iPad back a bit.
20.
So I think that it would be more... It would be a mixture of education in things like history and magic. Also maybe a little bit of nanny stories. Very rarely have people been brought back from the dead. Very rarely. Only... people who are very sacred, who nations have invested resources into bringing back, legendary heroes. There is the tale of Danna Bloodfire, which is very famous, especially amongst the Sky Cities. She was a human woman who was killed and brought back through flame. Her body just erupted in flames and she was reborn as a child. She was reborn as a baby. And this cycle continues repeating. Huh? But this cycle keeps repeating, and now she's this figure, and she leads the Sky City of Horizon. She's known as Danna the Phoenix. That's her moniker.
Sky City of Horizon.
That's yes. Cool. But that pretty seems better. To be like her own, like some sort of power she has.
She had her own.
That she can revive herself. But she has to grow up. She literally is like a phoenix where she dies, comes back as a baby, and then grows up again. There are other stories. Generally, all of the stories about people coming back from the dead, it requires... Normally, it will require something of incredible purity, of incredible sacredness or holiness, or magical power. Diamonds, the purest diamonds that can ever be ever be found, worth thousands of gold, can be used.
Is there any in the Elanesto household?
The Elanastos would have the money to buy one, and the people to get it.
They're very far away, though.
Well, not as far away as you might think. All of the major cities in Erois, places like Katuvag and Goldthrone, they have airships, but they also have teleportation circles.
Oh, dang, son.
They cost money, but they generally go between the sky cities and the lowland big capitals. So you could pay to just teleport the party to...
From
Casavag.
Casavag. You would need to check if they have a teleportation circle for Gusthaven, which is where the El Anasto estate is.
I thought of all that in a split second.
It's memories coming back to you. Yeah.
Did you go slightly cross-eyed?
A little bit. I have high hopes.
Would a lightning storm be enough magical energy?
A natural storm?
Well, the storms that are going around here are magical, right?
They are, yeah.
It's 1.31 gigawatts.
Okay, you're trying to screw me over. You're trying to make me think of stuff on the fly. Here's something for you.
No. You're now dead.
No. So I think, this is Nova's calculating mind, right? This is Nova's high intelligence.
God, that was threatening.
You suddenly realize the storms here are magical. Mm-hmm. That's what you've learned. Mm-hmm. The ones you've encountered wouldn't have enough strength. Mm-hmm. But that's because their magic and their power has likely faded as they've traveled from their source.
Oh.
But the source of the storms mm-hmm. wouldn't certainly be powerful enough.
And Quill told us beforehand that knew that they were magical and that there was a source to them.
He said that the source was the Valley of the Storms, I believe. That Hesper had told him to go there.
Yeah. Secret source.
The special sauce.
Special sauce. How would you like to become a lightning rod? You're dead.
Frankenstein.
I think that is within Nova's like scientific process that she would kind of go, that is something that could work.
I think probably.
But you would still need someone who can cast the ritual.
Yeah.
How much is it ghosting if I speak, by the way?
Pretty ghosty.
Okay, I won't.
I feel bad that you can't engage.
No, it's cool. For once, I'm a viewer, and this is great. Turns out, well, my role the is party, good.
I mean, Scaldi can cast Speak with Dead once per day.
Should we just keep talking to him? Hi, how are you
considering,
doing?
Considering, I mean,
since yesterday.
She normally has to charge, but considering she was the one that brought you here and got Quill killed, she will wave those feet.
Aww. What's your favourite colour?
Yeah.
No.
I think we already discussed that.
It's once per day, and it's five questions.
Honestly, Ayla wouldn't care. She wouldn't. What's your favourite colour?
We could probably bring Quill back through storms. So it's not so much the value of the item, it's the magical, the magic.
Purity, magical essence, yes.
But he said to us before, didn't he, that the storms here are magical and there's a source in the Valley of Storms. So if we could harness that magic, that might be enough. It might be the equivalent of the star fragment.
It's not enough to have the source. We also need someone that's able to transfer that into.
Yes, we do. But what I'm saying is there's a deep lack of other sources right now than this, other than you want to give this to Quill and then what to Sentry? I don't know. I don't know.
I was hoping...
Your friend mentioned that Hesper spoke to him in dreams. Mm-hmm. There are ways that you can speak to the gods. There are spells, rituals. If you can find the cleric of Hesper.
As long as it doesn't involve getting hit by lightning again and knocked out, because that wasn't a very fun way to speak to a god.
I'm afraid that's not how my god works, but perhaps Hesper could give you more information.
This place we're going to, is it likely there's clerics of that kind?
But we keep talking about going to Catavog with
we
the
need
shepherd.
To get Sentry.
But here's the thing, I said this before. The shepherd, he sounds like a druid?
Yes.
The spell he would use is it would bring Sentry back, but not as Sentry. Well, maybe, but there's a risk that she would change race.
Yes. The power of reincarnation, there is... I imagine that such a spell would not bring your guardian friend back as a guardian. Guardians are not born. They are not part of the natural cycle. Such a spell, if it even works, would likely return her as an elf or a human or an Arakokra or something similar.
My intention wasn't to speak to this shepherd at all. It was merely to get to a town so that we could utilize potentially, say, a teleportation circle or passage through an airship back to my homeland, where I have a lot of wealth that can buy such things, that can bring people back from the dead.
What's the spell to revivify?
So you have reincarnate.
Yeah.
You also have raise dead is the other spell. Or resurrection. So raise dead has a 10-day limit. The person has to have died within 10 days. Mm-hmm. Gentle repose will kind of make that null and void. Resurrection can be used on somebody who's been dead for like a year or something like that.
Okay.
But resurrection is like a 7th level spell. Raise dead is about 5th level.
Okay.
For general information, this is something all of you would know. Spell casters of that level are very rare. They tend to be, if not the leaders of small city-states, then high advisors or people like high priests of a church or something like that. You would need to, you know, not everybody can just fifth level spells.
Which is what
makes you guys special as well, right? You have the potential to become these figures. If you were just like, let's go to the local town. Ah, an 11th level wizard. Hello, sir. Would you bring our friend back? It kind of means that you guys aren't as cool.
I mean, there was the midwife that was mentioned. Scully?
The midwife's forage is an old legend, yes. I'm afraid that Velena is not my god, but not my goddess, but I mean, there's always been stories about her essence being there, and she's a goddess of life and creation. Somebody like that, I'm sure, would have...
Didn't she create the guardians?
I mean,
did I dream that?
I've certainly never heard that, but I'm not very well read on such subjects, I couldn't say.
If we go to the El Anasto estate, that is a great hub to get anywhere. Regardless of choice we make, I could refund. I can use all the contacts that I have with my family to find the best solution.
Is there a teleportation circle at Kadavarg?
I've not been there in a long time, but I certainly remember traders mentioning such things. It's normally out of... most folk couldn't afford it, so we get passage on airships or, you know, travel there or wait for the Sky Cities to come past normally. But if you're in a rush, I believe that you can pay for it. It's operated by... A number of wizards, folks from Sky Cities, like Master Lucius here. They provide the service.
How long would it take to travel from there to Gusthaven via airship?
Depends where Gusthaven is.
That's the problem, the Sky Cities move. Gusthaven, it would be closer to... It'd be closer to Gold Throne than here, because it would have left from here. So it'd be quite far. Hmm. You'd be maybe like a month. Or like a couple of weeks.
So it's teleportation or nothing.
Or find a source here in Voxar to bring both Sentry and Quill back. Well,
we should go back to
go back to Stenhill. I'll take care of friends. You need rest as well. You all need time to process this. Death is not just for the person who has died, but also for those who remain behind.
They're not dead.
She just smiles. There's always a hope. Come. And she's strong. She'll pick up Quill's body.
I can take it. I think I'd like to insist that I take it.
Okay. If you insist, then she's like, if that's what you wish, at least let me carry something.
I'll give her some of the other stuff.
She'll take the bag and the shield.
I just want to let you know that I'll be here to guide you. No matter where you need me, I will stay by you. Don't worry about paying me for anything, okay? You guys,
are you sure you want to join this band? We're dropping like flies over here.
I'm happy to assist you in any way that I can. You guys have a lot to deal with, and I want to make sure that you get everything done you need to get done. Your friends are clearly very important to you. It would be a shame if I were to leave now and let you struggle alone. It's not right. So as long as you're here, I'm here with you.
Thank you, Raya. That means a lot. And I think Birdie, he took a liking to you as well.
Took a liking to him. He's a good, good friend.
Okay. And you can keep that circlet that I saw. Maybe
she's already wearing it.
It's very fetching.
So, you begin your travel back to Sten Hill. It is a day's travel away. So, where's my dice?
Oh no.
Well,
storm time.
I need to check for storms, and then I also need to check for encounters.
You right, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just listening. It's great.
Just listening.
Is it like the VIP experience?
It's a little bit, yeah.
Should we pay
front
for
row
a seat?
It's incredible.
If you want to sit on the table with us, that's a new.
Yeah, maybe if I don't see the character in time. That's highest donator. Right here.
Sit right here.
Just sat here.
Like a child.
Okay. The storms seem to be coming in the evening. So you make the best use of the day that you can, gaining as much ground, traveling as much as your legs will allow. You stop only for a brief meal of whatever you can quickly gather, what rations you have on you. As you are sitting down for a meal, can everyone make perception checks, please?
Cool.
Hey man, I can't stop the random encounters because somebody died.
22.
Clocked.
17.
13?
17.
17.
My voice is just going.
7.
Just 14. Just slowly going 14. Again. It came back for a little bit.
Ayla and Lucius, you guys are the first to spot them as you're eating.
Damn.
You see two shapes emerging from the kind of forested wetlands of Myrskir. The path that you're on is kind of like a road that's nestled in a valley, trying to protect it from the elements and from the magical storms that ravage the area. And up on the sides of the hills, all the trees have kind of grown into kind of hug as close to the hills as they can to protect their branches. You hear like the snapping of branches and you see a scaled hand grip the branch as a long lizard-like snout emerges, a ring of bones connected by vines draped like a crown around this elderly, weathered-looking lizard man. A staff kind of plants in the ground as this lizard man dressed in hides and bones emerges. Behind him, there appears to be another of their species. This lizard person, you think might be female. It's kind of hard to tell. She wears hide armor and a huge axe made from splintered, almost like giant scales. Black dragon scales, you think, adorn the blade handle as she begins making her way down, kind of scouring around. As she spots you, she kind of puts a hand on the other lizard man's. Asafara. Nas Manaro Vastgar, and begins just traveling down.
I'll alert the rest of the group to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you understand what they're saying, Draconic?
Yes, you do. You mean you didn't hear the perception?
Okay.
So you see them kind of warily casting their eye as they begin heading along the road, coming back the way that you've come from.
Us.
It looks like their journey has taken them past, but you can see the woman has got the axe in her hand and she's glaring at all of you suspiciously. As they draw closer, the elderly lizard man,
excuse me, I would ask fellow travelers a question. Fear not me or my grand daughter.
And he like looks.
I could just say in Draconic, like, is it easier if we speak like this?
Eyes you, and you see the woman's eyes. It's kind of, it's hard to tell the genders, but you can vaguely see the differences and you're kind of assuming. She looks over and she kind of hisses like, this one speaks our tongue, grandfather.
Ah, very clever, I see. But no, it is good for me to practice the common tongue, to learn your words. Is the road safe? Many knights, spirits from the underworld patrol this road.
They've been dealt with.
Ah, good, good.
And he just seems to nod.
Come.
And then they begin traveling on their way.
Safe travels.
Nice and splash, no.
Turns around.
And to you as well, safe travels. If you would take the advice of an old lizard, stay clear of the witch moors. The witch of black fire is not to be trusted.
Noted.
Did you guys enjoy your Skyrim random encounter?
Yes.
Because I did.
I like it.
And literally, like, unless you guys are going to engage with him and his granddaughter just seem to...
Unless they get too close.
No, no. They seem to be as wary of you as you are of them.
That's fine with me.
But yeah, just carries on.
A lot of people in the chat were saying, like, and Tom, do you want to introduce your character? And I was just like, oh, shit, where is it now?
No, I'm not going to do that to poor Tom. Unless Tom made a lizard man character in, like, 3 minutes.
Or a lizard lady.
Or a lizard lady, could be. If you want to be a lizard man, though, Tom, let me know.
What, right great. Now?
You have to talk like that, though.
Oh, by the way, can I come with you?
And out comes
pretty much nailed
lizard.
Nailed it.
By the way, are you eating that?
Yeah. Fuck, no, that's exactly what they would have asked. Fuck, they're gone now. He absolutely would have asked that. They eat people.
He's gone now. He's not a person, he's a bird.
Even better.
Yeah.
But no, they leave.
That would have been interesting.
And do you guys continue? As you are about to camp, the storms hit. So my question is, what preparations do you make to prepare for the storms?
Is there any, what's around us?
You are in like low valleys, you've kind of got this road, the river is some distance away, but if it, you know, it could spill over, so you don't want to get too close to that. There are these kind of very narrow hills with these trees that kind of cling to the sides. You can make a nature check if you want to try and find something like a cave or something
or
like that.
Yeah, or like big rocks so that we can
kind of nature check.
Natural.
I think
really?
bit too caught up.
I think Araya would make a nature check as well.
She's from this area.
Yes, you have advantage because this is your favourite terrain as well. Cool. Oh no, your favourite terrain is coast, so you don't have advantage. Sorry, that's my fault.
Well, I got 21 on my first.
Oh, that's easy. I think Araya, you managed to find like a pretty safe looking space. It's not a cave, but it's like an indentation in the hills with like a bit of an overhang. And if you manage to crowd everybody in there.
Yeah.
You'll be safer than you would be elsewhere. Anything else from anyone else? Skaldi will attempt to do some stuff as well. She'll make a survival check for 21. So Skaldi begins erecting. You can see that she's kind of carried with her like an extendable lightning rod. She makes her way out up onto the top of the hills and begins planting it in the ground.
Can we not stick that in Quill?
You want to?
No.
Are you looking for, like, fried chicken here?
No, I'm just, like, Dr. Frankenstein. Arise, my monster, arise!
I mean, if Nova wants to try and create some undead monstrosities, I'm all for it.
God. Not right now.
Okay.
Maybe later.
If you can't bring him back from the dead normally, that's what Animate Dead's for.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
Frank and Quill.
I'm going to make sure that Quill is like towards the back of the indentation, I guess.
Nova?
Make sure that he's...
Anything you want to do? You've got him like nicely tucked up in a blanket and a little pillow. Give up your bedroll.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I was joking.
No, she would.
Yeah.
Lie down. Cry.
Okay, cool. Try not to cry. Cry anyway.
Cry, yeah. Cry a lot.
Lucius?
The little dent that Araya went into.
Yeah.
Is that full up now?
I mean, you can all kind of sit in there. It'll give you some protection.
Lucius will try really hard to look at nature, which is really difficult.
Okay.
And see how nature has grown to react to the storms.
Okay.
If there's anything that's like...
Yeah.
Sure. Make a nature check.
Like the trees clinging onto the hill?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've witnessed a lot of this stuff traveling.
19 plus 4. Zero. 19.
So basically, it seems to be that life clings to the base of like the hills where the leeway side, so the side that the wind can't get to, it clings to that. A lot of it buries itself into the ground to protect itself from lightning and wind and rain as well. You've seen quite a few of the plants actually kind of suck down into the ground when they sense a storm coming, and then they emerge when there isn't one. A lot of the creatures that you've seen, like the clacks, have armored shells and they have like grips to grip onto the ground for strong winds. That's how everything's kind of evolved around here.
Can I light a fire?
Is that, I mean, yeah, you don't need to roll or anything for lighting a fire. You can easily light a fire. You're a ranger, you know what you're doing.
Nice. Ranger.
Does Lucius want to do anything with that information, or is he just like, now I know?
Noted.
Excellent, okay.
Could I just maybe like, cry's a bonus action, but as an action,
sure.
Could I look at the storms and I guess see if I could track where they come from? Like if their lightning comes from, I don't know, like.
You can try, make a perception check.
Oh yeah, best sense.
It's very hard though.
So I rolled a 1 and
Jesus.
I have minus 1 perception. So
how
I have
bad
zero.
Are you guys rolling tonight?
That's 0 on perception.
I think
it's probably crying from my eye and just
it's looking up, and then it rains and it's just more water in your eye. It's just water everywhere.
It's like the end of Blade Runner. I'm just
mascara is just like
I don't wear mascara.
Tears in the rain.
Tears in the rain.
Yeah.
No, I think that it's too. And also, you remember Quill saying that, or somebody saying that they're quite random.
Yeah.
The storms randomly spread out because they're magical.
I imagine it was just maybe Nova's like self-preservation instinct was try and science stuff.
Science
try
things.
Try and think about stuff and not think about the thing there.
Is there any like debris or like any like fallen trees or anything?
You could cut up some trees if you want some tree branches.
To try and cover the indentation
entrance
that we're in.
Yeah, I'd say you can try and do that. Yeah. I'd say that's what you spend your time doing. So with all of these preparations, when the storm hits late at night, I mean, this is your first time really being outside in one of these storms, and they are furious. The wind howls and tears. The branches that you've tried to create a barrier are just ripped out of the ground. They're like pulled away. You hear the crash of thunder and the explosive sound as lightning hits Skaldi's rod up on the hills nearby. It almost sounds like war around you. You desperately cling to each other, to the walls, to rocks, anything you can to stop yourself from being blown away. I need everybody to make a constitution saving throw.
I'm not going to use this.
You have advantage on these because of your preparations.
Okay.
I see you there.
You said everybody.
20! Everybody who is alive.
This has just been ones and 20s.
Yeah.
There's been so many.
So
23.
Bad. 23.
15
for Lucius.
22
for Araya.
17.
Everybody weathers the storm pretty well. Despite the conditions, you, with your preparations, you manage to weather through the night. You manage to get a little bit of sleep, enough for a long rest. The storm does abate midway through the evening, but none of you become exhausted. You would have gained a level of exhaustion if you'd failed that saving throw. Whilst you take a long rest, it's time to reveal some magic items, because when you spend a long rest, you learn some stuff.
Lay them all out.
Have a little hashtag chat with Tiangong about who that lady was.
We will do that in a second. Let's do this first, because this is exciting.
Hashtag chat.
Do you want to go through the normal treasure or just the magic items?
Real talk.
Magic items first?
Magic items first. So, your javelin is a javelin of lightning.
Oh, that hurt.
I do not believe that requires attunement.
Right. What does that do?
You can add it in D&D Beyond.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just give Quill the look. Put it on him.
Tribute.
I've got stuff on me.
The necklace of a crystal star that you gain from the altar. So it's a fine silver chain that ends in a very delicate looking crystal star, which faintly glows. It is a stone of good luck, which I believe is +1 to all saving throws.
A stone of good luck.
Mm-hmm. It's called a stone of good luck.
Is it, Mark? Is it?
I can't help that. All right.
+1.
+1.
Too soon.
I mean, you had a minus
you
one
had
anyway.
One.
Man.
Would not have helped you.
Could have used that way long ago.
Well, maybe you should have looted the altar. Instead of trying to fight the big bad.
The shield God. Is a unique shield. Mm. It's a plus one shield, and it's called Starlight's Bulwark. The shield, once you're attuned to it, will let you cast the light cantrip and the following spells once per day each. Guiding Bolt at first level and Sanctuary at first level.
Oh my God.
Oh boy!
That would be a nice shield for
You are kidding me.
I'm not.
You've already
There's
got
also
Guiding Bolt.
That one bracer that sprays out lightning. And well, the other one it's is like damaged. It's like, oh, it's, don't need the other
it's,
one.
It's like a little lightning grapple hook, actually.
It's like a little lightning grappling hook, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So those are called, that's called a lightning cable launcher. It is in D&D Beyond as well. I added it as a custom item. It allows you to shoot out like a little, it's like a lightning lure, but like built into technology. So it's like a 15 foot, it grabs onto something and then you can pull it to you. Or if you affix it to something that weighs more than you, you pull yourself towards
that's
it.
Pretty cool. That's cool.
But it's only 15 feet, so it's not a huge range.
Is there a magical... that grants flight?
No.
Because that would complete the set.
But if anybody wishes to spend time with the musical instrument that Quill had,
yeah.
you will learn that that is called a Foculan Bandor, which is an instrument of the bard, and it allows you to cast spells, including
like what,
fly.
Like fly?
Yep.
Well. Oh my God, I would have been so powerful. That's like all the Quill's equipment.
Yeah, you can't
I don't have the exact stats for the Foculan Bandor, but it does things like you can cast protection from energy, you can cast a bunch of other cool spells, fairy fire, entangle, loads of cool stuff.
Once it's like a DOS loop, but different.
It's a DOS loop, but with different spells, basically. Yeah.
Aww, that's sweet. Pretty cool.
I don't believe you guys picked up any other magic items. I think that was pretty much it. Also in Ayla's bag of the stuff that you took.
Three boxes.
Oh, the three boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about those. Oh. In the three boxes, you crack them all open.
Spiders.
So, right, there's a bunch of normal treasure as well. So, in the wooden chest with silver latches is about 3,000 silver Starfall coins. So these are old coins from before the Sundering.
Do you want to do...
The whole amount is worth about 1,200 gold.
Can I roll for spiders?
Whoa.
Sure.
1,200 gold.
Current gold, yeah. So it's 3,000 coins that are worth about 1,200 gold.
That's a lot of gold.
No spiders.
Cool. How did we drag that here?
I'll take the gold.
I mean, I'm assuming you're going to add this all to party fund.
Add in the gold.
In the metal chest with bronze fastenings, there are a pair of ruby statues of the goddess Valena worth 150 gold each.
That face.
Oh my God. So much money.
It's a lot of money.
Well,
oh, I've not even got to the rest of it yet. Hang on.
To like, you know, do.
Keep on writing, Kim.
I'm writing furiously.
The final chest, with a thin carved wooden box with a gold and silver etching in the shape of an hourglass, contains a potion of longevity. Also, Ayla picked up the following in the altar room. 10 pressed silver bars worth 100 gold each. And a platinum statue of Siaska worth 1,000 gold.
What? Jeffrey, that's so much money!
We added that was 2,000
gold.
The DM taketh away, the DM giveth back.
Worth it!
Kidding.
Guys, let's go to the Erois equivalent of Las Vegas and just live it up!
Yeah!
That was Gold Throne, and you can't go back then.
Yeah,
we fucked that place up.
Well, so it was 10...
It literally was the Erois equivalent of Las Vegas, though.
So 10 times 100 gold bars.
So 10 pressed silver bars worth 100 gold each.
Okay.
And a platinum statue of Siaska worth 1,000 gold.
Sweet mama.
How much is that in total?
So I think that should be 1,000, 1,000, 3,200... 3,500 if you sell all the statues and stuff, not including the jewelry you found.
We can fix like 10 broken legs.
Plus all the magic items.
Shall I just put it in as gold or shall I put it in individually?
Probably.
You should put it in as individual things.
Yeah.
Because you can't just be like, hello, Mr. Merchant, would you accept two ruby statues, you know, there's
like a gold bar.
But it also means that you might be able to get more money. Like, if you sell the ruby statues of Valena to a temple of Valena, they might be like, oh, fuck, yeah, we want these. We'll pay a bit more for them.
Top tips.
Top tips from DM.
All in thunder.
I've literally killed Rihanna with how much money there is.
The high rollers are high rollers. No, they're not. They fucking suck at rolling.
No, no, it's true.
You're rolling high
stop
in coin.
Stop rolling the dice. You would coin, fail again.
But
yeah, dice. I don't like
there
the
are consequences.
The Reynard Golden Snitch dice has failed.
Hashtag consequences.
I've put this in a microwave for so long. Why is it not...
That magnet is just not 20. Working.
But finally.
I also need to go through and work out all your experience, but I won't do that now because I need to work it out.
What items does everyone want out of the magic-y ones? What makes
it's
sense?
The best bit.
What makes sense?
Divvying it up.
So we've got a lightning, a javelin of lightning.
That's what's you.
Bracer
that's
thing.
You.
Well, can do so the other thing I will say now is you, if you don't want the specific items, you can take them to exceptional artisans and they can reforge them into things that you might want. Very important for you and Hammer.
I want to, which do you think the javelin would be the most relevant for that?
It certainly seems to be the most connected in terms of magic.
Javelin.
You can do it with anything, right? You could take the crystal
like
star.
From what I've read on this, it seems like this would be a really relevant thing for
anyone. Yeah, I mean, the artisan will give you the details, but they can reforge things or they can add properties from one thing to another thing. It's harder to do with certain items. Great. Certain items are very unique. Things like the crystal star could be quite tricky to add to something else, but it could be done. The lightning cable launchers, that looks more like technology, probably can't be added to something else.
Yeah.
So. What?
I was just telling them to stick the javelin into me and just shock me back to life.
We've discussed how.
We've discussed
this. Kebob me.
Kebob.
Kebob.
Who says kebob?
This
kebab.
Kebob.
What a conversation. Welcome to High Rollers.
Cool, so we got the shield, the braces, and the necklace.
Shield would make sense for someone.
And the javelin.
Yeah.
I'm
happy with javelin.
I can carry shields, but I'm not
proficient. Same with Lucius, I believe.
Well, no, I'm proficient, but I can't carry
can
it at the moment because it interferes with my spellcasting.
Yes. Oh. Well, because you don't have two hands, yeah. Warcaster.
I can take
it. Depends if we level up or not.
We'll find out. I don't think you'll get a feat no matter what. You level 8 for a feat, baby.
Would it make
take it?
Can a non-spellcaster? You have spells, don't you? Do you?
Yeah,
yeah, ranges are different.
Yeah, okay.
Range spells different.
Could she use the spells from the shield?
Oh yeah, anybody can use the spells.
Oh, okay.
It's
like the dust loop.
It's you attune to the shield, and then once per day you can cast each spell, and it regains those spells at dawn. And it appears to be it was once the shield of a warrior of Siaska during the war.
That's cool. No takers?
It's far too ghastly.
Too ghastly?
Doesn't suit me.
I can't spell cast if I carry it. I need both hands.
I mean, again, you can carry it for now, and then if somebody else is the leader rises.
There's that luck thing.
Stone of Good Luck, or the pendant of Siaska, but it's for D&D Beyond purposes called Stone of Good Luck.
I'd have to try it on first. I don't know if it would work.
It will make you better, though.
I'll try it on.
Remember when you tried to hit that altar and you just...
Let's not focus on the
might
very,
improve
very
things.
Current events.
I mean, I didn't. I just chipped a bit off like gravel, so...
I'll try it on. If you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
It feels outdated.
I think it looks fine with your outfit.
It's very pretty. It's very it's a beautiful jewel.
It is quite sparkly.
So that it matches all the other jewels in your coat.
Well, some of them, yes. Okay, I'll keep it for now. And
okay.
If I'm caught in Gusthaven with it though, I will be outed for fashion reasons.
Lucius, your outfit is quite worn at this point. We've been through a lot. I don't think that the necklace is gonna be the focus.
I think it's in good condition. It was recently, it has been butchered.
Let's just focus on staying alive, and that necklace might help us a little bit to stay alive.
What does it do?
I don't.
If you are wearing it and you wish to, I don't know if it needs to be attuned. I'm just checking that. It requires attunement, so you would need to spend an hour with it, which you can do as part of a long rest. And if you wish to wear it, it gives you a +1 bonus to ability checks and saving throws. So ability checks being things like skill checks, or, I'll make a charisma check to do this, or blah, blah, blah. And all saving throws.
And it should apply the bonus automatically once you equip it and attune it on D&D Beyond. Stone of Good Luck. Luckstone.
Is the shield just...
It should be under there as the Starlight's Bulwark.
Starlight, okay.
Do you want the bracers?
If you manage inventory...
you can...
That would be nice.
Search.
Otherwise I'll just
Starlight.
Stand here.
Nice.
I mean, the braces are like a technology. They're not magic. It appears to be like Starbane-era technology. Like, you can see that these vials channel some sort of magical energy, but a lot of it's also pistons and, you know, like cables and stuff
like
that.
Use it to grapple people.
Can I engineer them to do other stuff?
Sure, if you want to take it and start playing with it. There's one broken one and one working.
Yes.
Sure.
I guess I'll equip the
two
one
of them,
that's...
You're Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Lightning Spider-Man.
Levitate.
So does that do damage to the person when you
hit it? It will if you hit a creature, so I can explain to you what they do specifically.
I could levitate. Yeah, can I like experiment on them?
Sure. That's something you can do during your downtime. Like next time you have some like time in the town or something like that. I'll need to find out where my stats for them are. But if you search for lightning cable launcher, they should be on there.
That's cool.
Have you got it, Ree?
Yeah, I got it.
You got it? If you want to equip it, you'll need to unequip your short sword.
Nice.
And then you can have the shield. So you can have your rapier and then shield.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
And you'll need to attune to it as well.
Cool beans. Attune.
Did you add the Javelin of Lightning for Ada?
Javelin.
I don't believe that requires attunement.
That's awesome.
Cool. Oh, poor Tommy. Loot being distributed and he's just sat there.
Yeah. It's like when I was playing Reynard in Lightfall and everyone got a load of magic loot. And they were like, yeah, but we're the main characters, so we'll take them.
Should I take that shield ring off your hand?
Now that we've looted the dungeon, let's
Well, there's also there's also the musical instrument.
There is the musical instrument too.
I could tell you like all the stuff I've got.
I wouldn't do that.
But you want to. Chris Trott really
I'm
wants
fighting
to.
Lucius right now.
Like, Lucius is like, plus two AC, could be handy. But you might need to fight. Birdie's not going to make much use of it.
Too soon. It's too soon.
You need to fight for him, though.
It's too soon.
Okay.
You're not going to be much use. You're dead.
You guys take a long rest, and you can reach Stenhill, and easily enough. There's not going to be an encounter. You have the time.
More lizard men.
Any visions?
Oh, yes. You want us to do that. So you focus during the evening. As the storm's raging, crashes of thunder echoing around you. You turn your attention inward, trying to focus on this pulsating energy within that you know is Tiangong's energy source. It's bound to you. The two of you are connected now. You feel the form of the weapon changing in your mind from the long sword that you first found to this new bladed dagger, this tri-dagger. As it does, there are glimpses of memories, faint, like a faded picture. You see the woman, the darkness spreading throughout the room. Darkness and a hunger, a tiny point of red light amidst an ocean of stars. Hadar. Hungers. And in Tiangong, this eternal being, there is fear.
Okay.
Good.
And that's yeah. Love that's it. What you get from Tiango. Unfortunately, they are not able to communicate much more.
I imagine, given that the connection at the moment works on emotion and vision, is I would probably just wake up screaming, like if that's what Tiangong is feeling is fear,
and a deep fear. Like you've sensed Tiangong's fear and hesitation before when it comes to Starbane. Mm. This is stronger. This is a deep fear.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna wake up screaming. Like a real primal. Like, just, yeah. I'm not gonna do it.
No, I know.
Just imagine, just a real...
Everyone else can imagine.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it wakes you up.
Terrifying.
It wakes everyone up.
Like, yeah.
It was just instinctively...
Scully's like, hammer. Yeah, like, yeah. Reaching for weapons.
Hmm. What is it? Did you see something?
I'm just shaking, and I'm screaming.
Nova, is there something
my
there?
My eyes are white, like, they've almost rolled back in my head.
Just, Nova, just a... Nova, like, Scully comes up and is shaking you.
I'm gonna look around, like, where we are.
Perception check.
Like trying to like hold her, like
20?
Hold Nova.
20. Shapes? No, just shadows. Shadows of in the lightning, nothing. No living creatures nearby. Scaldi, like, Araya kind of wraps her arms around you. Scaldi kind of like shakes you a little bit. She seems to cast some sort of spell. There's nothing position, and like eventually your eyes kind of come back and the vision fades.
I'm just sobbing, like, into a riot, just heaving sobs into you.
Like, just, like, holding it, like, it's okay, it's okay.
That woman, Hadar, she, the Tiangong, she had the power of Hadar. Tiangong's afraid.
Can make a check and see if I know what that is?
Yeah, you can make a check, yeah.
What is that? Natural 20. Ha ha!
Now that we get the natural 20s. So... this is an old, old memory for Ayla. Perhaps one that you even consciously weren't aware of until that name was spoken. Flashes, you were a child, barely a toddler at this point. You see the tartan of the clan, the red tartan, vividly in your mind as warriors prepare for battle. But you're not on Erois. You're somewhere else. You're on a world with a different sky, with three moons in the sky. And you see Starbane ships. And your warriors are being led onto them. You with them. And you hear this voice, a deep, resonating, masculine voice. You don't make out the rest of it. To defeat Hadar. And then just people, noise, and then blackness.
Space. I love it.
All that for a natural 20.
You're a space elf, Harry!
A spell.
It's fuzzy. It's a fuzzy memory.
Holy shit.
What is happening?
So yeah, well, probably while you're having your vision, like, it's like Nova's just babbling, like, it's bad. It's worse than Starbane. Starbane.
Do you even, Nova, I've never heard of this thing before. You're talking crazy.
That's what she was. You saw when she took her mask off. That pinpoint of red and darkness.
But she was clearly some sort of servant of Star, or some necromancer, wizardry, that's all it was.
No, you're wrong. This is worse. This is worse than anything. Tiangong, I never even got this feeling from Tiangong about Starbane, and Starbane enslaved Tiangong. This is bad. If she's here and using Hadar's power, this is bad.
Well, whatever this Hadar is, she's gone. Okay, she's gone. Calm down. We defeated her.
But
we
stopped her. What she said.
But whatever she was trying to do, we've stopped. Whoever this Hadar is, they're not here now. They're gone. Like, we stopped them.
But if that was her, then who's not... Say there's not more.
Well, maybe there are, but they're not here. And the cradle's there. Nothing... Like, it can't... If it's not Starbane, if it's not here on Erois, it can't get us.
But what if Starbane is trying to get rid of the cradle?
Well, then he's tried that for 500 years, Nova. We've all heard the stories. The gods stopped it. The gods would have told us about if there was something worse out there.
This is wrong. This is worse than Starbane.
You've just lost a friend. You're, whatever this weapon is that you have, it's shown you something scary. We understand. It saw horrors in there. Whatever that woman was doing, it was terrifying. We know that. We were all there. It was scary. It's okay. But it's gone. We stopped her. You're just upset.
Nova's just going to keep crying and just, like, got nothing.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing left to say.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, Scald is kindness, but it's...
Yeah. It calms...
To her, she doesn't... She's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It calms Nova, but Nova knows that, like...
It's something deep in the chest that...
It's real what she felt.
Yeah.
Ayla's just disconnected herself from the group and is just sitting, just staring out at the storm. She's not talking to any of them.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So in the morning, I guess you guys pack up in quiet silence. Morose, you make your way back to Stenhill. Nothing has changed. The stone village is still up on its stilts. The water level has dropped a little, perhaps. People go about their business. You return to the temple of Kilara. Sentry's body is still upon the altar. Humble reminder of what you came here for, to do. And Ayla places Quill next to her. We see the two of them lying side by side on the altar.
Oh,
and that's where we're going to end this week's episode.
Oh, that really stings. That hurts.
Yeah, that's a stinger.
That's a visual stinger right there.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for playing this cool game with me. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Like I said, there is no High Rollers next week. We're going to take a week off because Trot and I are away.
Yes.
And we've been doing a lot lately, so we're going to take next week off. But we'll be back after that to continue this very epic story. I hope you enjoyed the episode.
Woo!
Hope you're not too mad at me. And we'll see you next time.
Don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad at Mark.
We all agreed on it. We all agreed on the scenario.
It was more of a pithy throwaway line, but it's fine.
See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and Displate with the links in the episode description, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, because Mark and Trot are LARPing, when we return to Erois and figure out a brand new path. We'll see you then.